com.
No, we're not from West Newbury. No, we can't hip-hop like you. My client is the conqueror. I'm just Brock's advocating Jew. You gonna beat Brock's ass cause you the doctor of the thugs? I mean, you've beaten all the best, but now Lesnar's on your plate. You say your time is now. Brock says your calendar's out of date.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
I have options on how I handle this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet about it until my fingers bleed. In that tweet, and however many characters I get, I am going to threaten. That's right. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to riot. And if that doesn't work, then by God, me and my friend Mark, we're going to stop watching.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke.
I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
This is the music you can groove to, especially on Monday Night Raw. Well, maybe. Kind of? Sort of? Well, it was an entertaining segment. We'll get to that. This is the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. I am Sorokin. That is Lindsay Ward.
Oh my goodness, the show.
While in Chicago, they are raising the cup. Everyone on Raw tonight was taking shots at Cleveland because they may not get the chip.
No.
And boy, oh boy, this was a night of stuffs.
Yeah.
We'll start. Yeah. Let's start at the beginning because the beginning was good. You had Seth Rollins come to the ring. He talked. He was happy.
He was confident.
He was confident. He made fun of Johnny Manziel. He did this all on his own. He talked about he didn't need Kane or J&J Security or even the Authority. And he's like, Dean had his A game, but, you know, wasn't quite as good as his. He said he punched his ticket to the Hall of Fame. And then Dean Ambrose came out. And, well, they brawled. And then, well, they brawled some more. Seth Rollins left. Dean Ambrose got a chair and did a sit-in.
Like you do.
Like you do. And it's exactly what he did. He had a sit-in. And it was kind of awesome that he had a sit-in. And, well, they went to break. He was still in the ring. Seth Rollins was talking to the Authority. He was trying to backpedal and said he, you know, what are we going to do about
him? He insulted Stephanie.
He did. He did. He backpedaled. He insulted them. And, like, they're like, You said you need our help, so, you know, what do you want us to do? And basically, at the end of the night, we're going to name the new number one contender, and we got someone to handle Dean Ambrose. And that was going to be Sheamus, because Sheamus came out as Ambrose sat there and waited and waited and waited. And Sheamus said, well, he's out here. He wanted Money in the Bank. Ambrose didn't. And he's a bro kick away from becoming champion. And, well, he wanted to kick some ass, and, well, they had a fight. And a match. It was Ambrose and Sheamus to kick off Raw.
Pretty decent match.
Pretty decent match. Dean Ambrose, Sheamus said he had enough. Randy Orton came out. Sheamus backpedaled back to the ring. Ambrose rolled him back in, rolled him up. 1, 2, 3. Bing, bam, boom. Dean Ambrose beat Sheamus. After the match, Orton went after Sheamus. Orton went for the RKO. Sheamus bailed. And there you go. Good opener. Good opening match. Raw's kicking off to a hot start, but I made the question, and stupid me, I went logic. Well, the match happened. Why isn't Dean still in the ring if Seth Rollins hasn't come out yet?
He's gonna go wait for him backstage.
Okay, he got tired of being in front of the people.
Yeah, he got tired of being in front of the people. You know, he can't sit back there and play darts and drink.
Which he did later. you had Rollins backstage, he talked to Harry and Lloyd, Dumb and Dumber, and, well, Jamie Noble talked up his boy, Joey Mercury, beating him last week, and, well, if anyone's going to be number one contender, it should be Joey Mercury, and then Joey Mercury said Seth Rollins is scared of him. Because Mercury knows he can beat him, and Seth Rollins knows it. They were good tonight. They were really good tonight. Then you have the head-scratcher. R-Truth came down in a homemade crown and cape with a plunger as a scepter. He's now known as King What's Up. I don't know about that, yeah. And he sat down trying to do commentary and realized, oh wait, I'm in the match. And well, the match went 22 seconds. Barrett went for the bullhammer. R-Truth rolled him up, 1, 2, 3. Then Barrett knocked him out. Said it's a mockery of what's happening. This isn't a joke. He earned the King title. And now you will all hail King Barrett.
Thank God he got less distracting tights.
Yeah, it's all good for everyone.
Just yeah.
Same.
This was just okay. I get what they're trying to do with R-Truth.
You do? Because I don't. I think it's a joke. I guess that's the point.
Well, my next point is that I don't understand why they're doing it. Like, it's getting kind of old, and I kind of wish they would do something else with him.
Yeah. So, we move on. The Divas were hanging out with Heath Slater, Fandango, and Shotgun Gordon, a.k.a. Machine Gun Kelly. Heath Slater called him Shotgun Gordon. And Paige was like, girls, we're going to have a meeting later. I'm going to text you all the details. So we then had another good... we'll get to that later. Yeah, Kevin Owens in the ring. He said, John Cena's not here, thank God. Actually selling an injury. He said, if you want some of the blame, you can blame Cena himself. Owens admitted he was somewhat to blame, and then he powerbombed Owens on the edge of the ring, or powerbombed Cena on the edge of the ring, but said Cena forced him to do it. Owens said Cena disrespected him after they shook hands by telling him he belongs in WWE. Owens said he knows he belongs in WWE. He doesn't need Cena to tell him. And I sure as hell don't need you to endorse me in any way, shape, or form. People want to talk about me being a sore loser. How about John Cena being a bad winner? Owens said Cena could have walked to the back like a gracious winner, like he did, but he stood in the ring and insisted Owens shake his hand. He said it wasn't a gesture out of respect. It was Cena stealing the spotlight, because John Cena always has to be a hero. Owens says Cena disrespected him, and he did what he had to do. Owens said he still has a hold to victory over the U.S. champion, and deserves a rematch. And this time, he wants the title. Good stuff, Kevin Owens.
And you know what I like that sold this?
What?
Cena wasn't there.
Yeah. Yeah.
They kept Cena off Raw tonight to sell the fact that Kevin Owens had beat him up so bad.
Yeah.
That he couldn't be there, which they haven't done in a long time. Props to them for doing it. It made Kevin Owens look like a legit badass. Love the promo. Thought it was great.
Then Owens said,
just
go ahead.
Solid stuff from Owens.
Yeah, Owens said, this is normally a time when Cena's music would hit. He'd run down, issue an open challenge, but he said, that won't be happening. Instead, I'll do it. So if anyone wants a piece of Kevin Owens, let's do it. Out came Ziggler. Ziggler talks how to scratch and claw for everything he's got in this business. Ziggler said, the city of Cleveland needs a champion. And it needs a championship. And he'd be damned if he isn't going to give them one. Ziggler said, if Owen wants a match and the NXT championship challenger, you're looking at him, brother. Lillian gets in the ring, does the introductions. Owen says, hold on, Blondie. I never said the title's on the line. This will be non-title.
You jerk. You magnificent jerk, you.
Great heel stuff right there. Great heel stuff. Awesome.
Wonderful.
Owens and Ziggler had a great match. Really good stuff. A lot of false finishes. A lot of high impact action. Owens wins with the pop-up powerbomb. Really good match.
Great match. Fantastic match.
We had Paige holding court with the Divas. She said they need to take a stand. They need to, the world has been dominated by the Bellas, who make everything about them. Summer then reminded Paige she lost last night. Alicia said, how could they trust her when she's turned on everybody? Good point. Paige apologized and said they could stand together. Naomi says she can't stand the Bellas, but she may even agree with Paige, but she won't let her be the boss of her. Paige says she challenged Bellas to a handicap match and invited the women to join her. Bella showed up. Nikki says she's been Divas champion ever since she helped Stephanie win at SummerSlam. Sorry, Bray. Nikki said it's a free country and the woman could side with Paige. Eventually, all the women walked away. Paige was left alone with the Bellas. Hashtag Paige needs a friend.
Hashtag Paige needs a friend, but I don't understand why they're running this storyline with Paige, simply because her saying, oh, well, you know, I'm being held down and I'm not getting opportunities and I'm not getting chances when you have girls on there that haven't even seen Raw TV in a year.
Yeah, and Paige is a two-time Divas champion.
Yeah, and in her first year, Paige was a two-time Divas champion. She was on TV consistently in that first year and is now partially benefiting from the fact that AJ is gone, in the sense that Paige got a rub from AJ before she left and is really kind of almost getting AJ's spot, AJ's push.
But here's the thing. This is a great storyline with the wrong character.
Yeah, it's a perfect storyline with the absolute wrong character. I would rather see it with someone like Layla or someone like Naomi or
Summer,
Emma, Cameron.
That's not, all right, now you're going a little too far with Cameron, so I'd stick with Summer.
Natty
would be all right. I think Summer or Layla would be a better
Summer or Layla would be a better choice. Honestly, Layla would probably be the best choice because Layla's the one that's like, she's just, you never see her anymore.
Yeah, but I don't think Layla has the mic work that could work for this. I think Summer has the better mic work.
I'd have to go watch their promos again. I really don't want to see Lay Cool stuff, so.
I think Summer can handle herself a little bit better.
Yeah, so I mean, it was a good promo by Paige. It's a good story that they've come up with for the Divas, but at the same time, it's like, it's a little irritating because it's just, you're doing it with Paige, who's benefited probably the most out of all the girls there outside the Bellas. So it's like, it's really not effective the way that they want it to be.
Right.
And that's the thing. I mean, honestly, if you wanted to, you could do it for an NXT Diva who's just coming up, who's being, you know, the Bellas see a new girl coming in and they do what they can to hold her down and she rallies the other Divas against the Bellas.
Yeah, that would work for me. We had Randy Orton and Kane. Kane won after he turned the match into a no-holds-barred match when Sheamus showed up. Sheamus with a bro kick. Kane beats Orton.
Yay!
We had Kane backstage. He was talking with Seth Rollins, who congratulated him on his win. Rollins said Kane must be in a much better mood than he was last night because Kane lost. Rollins said Kane might be the biggest, has been his biggest doubter. Rollins said his own success caused Kane physical pain because it reminds him of what he used to be. Kane said Rollins is an architect. He's an idiot because no one can do it on their own. Rollins said Kane always had the authority, or Paul Bearer, or his brother. You know, you mentioned the family. It's going to haunt you, Seth Rollins. Just saying.
It's interesting that they keep bringing up Taker and Bearer.
Yeah.
Like, Bearer I get because Bearer was his father, but they keep mentioning Taker. They keep bringing his name into it, which is kind of interesting to me, because for a long time, they didn't connect Taker and Kane as brothers, and now they are, or as family, and now they are. It's just...
Makes you wonder
what's going on.
And Ron said he hopes Honor and Seth make Kane his next opponent because he is a sad human being who needs to be put out of his misery. We had the Ryback on commentary for Big Show and Miz. Miz won via countout. We'll move on to one of the better segments of the show. Roman Reigns comes out to the ring. He got very little sleep. Makes for a long day. He wasn't waiting until Battleground. He told Bray Wyatt to get his ass out to the ring right here, right now.
In the morning, two stars will rise. One speaks the truth. The other tells lies.
Shut your mouth and get out here now. Hello to you too, Roman. And what a fiery temper it is you have. Huh. You know, you want answers, but you haven't the capacity to comprehend their meaning. Oh, how quickly we forget! It should have been me last night, ascending that ladder and grabbing my destiny. But it was you, Roman. It was you. 2 weeks ago, you stole my opportunity. I could have changed things, man. I could have been that beacon of hope that this world so desperately needs. But you selfishly denied me. I think it's that ego of yours. That ego that makes you do such crazy things. Come to think of it, you remind me of someone I knew a very, very long time ago. He too was the chosen one. And his people, they believed that this chosen one would lead them to paradise. No, he was chosen, while the other was cast aside. And now we know they made the wrong choice. And if you don't believe me, all you have to do is look outside your window. Because then you will see that this, that all of this is no paradise. In fact, it's quite the opposite, don't you think? Just like you and I, Roman. Opposites. I am the yin to your yang. We balance this whole thing out, man. And whether you're willing to admit it or not, we need each other. And that's how I knew. That's how I knew last night when I saw you climbing that ladder. I knew the true justice. The justice that you once said you fought for. It needed to be sought out. Anyone but you, Roman. Anyone but you. I will tempt you. I will lie to you. I will haunt you, and ultimately, I will destroy you. But not tonight. No. I mean, what kind of an example would we be setting? With Father's Day right around the corner. I'm a little teapot, sure and stout. Here is my handle, here is my spout. Patience, Roman. Our fun is just getting started. Run.
Holy shitballs on a tiny fluffy pony. Are you just gonna let me go?
Go. Cause you know you broke me right now. Go.
One coat. He wore the WrestleMania coat and the sound I made when it happened was inhuman.
It was.
Two, Sinister Bray's back, y'all. He's back in a big way and it's awesome!
Yep.
There were no riddles. There was no doubt as to what Bray's motives are on this one. No doubt on what he wants. And what you can't see, because we played it on the air, and if you missed it, the part at the end with the bit about the Father's Day and him singing I'm a Little Teapot is, he held up a picture, or a screenshot, I should say, of Roman and his daughter from the Celebrating Father's commercials that WWE did, featuring Roman and his daughter.
Which they conveniently played earlier in the night.
Yes, which they conveniently played about a half hour or so before this segment aired. And it was just a really, really nice psychological shot on Bray's part, because it took it to a whole different level with Bray, where we haven't seen him necessarily go there before, where he's gonna go after somebody's family, or there's that veiled threat that he could.
The listening back to it, because I didn't hear it fully the first time.
Sorry.
No. It was the crowd. When they showed the picture, it was like, you have to hear it a second time. Just listening to the crowd when they showed the picture, the oohs and ahs from the crowd went, ooh.
Yeah, this went from zero to shit got real very fast. I mean, Bray's taking this to another level that he hasn't gone before, which is awesome. And the thing is a lot of people are really excited for it. A lot of people are up in arms with it about them using the picture of Roman's daughter. And here's the thing, is the way that they're going to play it is Roman brought it on himself because she has been so heavily associated with him and everything he's done.
Two things. You watch the commercial they aired, and you go to the WWE Network, and you watch the Roman Reigns 24 special they did. She's all over that.
She's all over that. She's all over any kind of materials that they generally do for him. So he's brought his daughter into the public eye, and so it's almost making her an open target for Bray Wyatt. I'm not saying that he's going to go after her. I'm not saying that that she may be involved beyond this. It's simply a veiled threat that Bray knows Roman's weakness.
It's his daughter.
It's his daughter. It's his family.
And the way to do it is you make things personal. Bray Wyatt made this personal.
Real quick. And they have 5 weeks to get to Battleground. So just think about how this is going to go. Because if Bray's going there on the first week, this could be either really, really, really good or really, really bad. Because we're going to see Bray do something that we probably have not seen him do in a long time or maybe ever. And that's step up the mind games. Because Roman's someone he can play mind games with. And Roman can't necessarily respond like Dean could.
Right, because Dean Ambrose didn't have the weak.
No, Dean Ambrose doesn't have the weakness. The Undertaker has the weakness, but they didn't exploit it. Roman has that weakness. Bray can shake Roman. He can shake his confidence. He can lure him. He can lure that sort of badassery away from Roman and just kind of set him up to be ripe for the picking. So we're going to have to see how this one goes, but excellent, excellent promo on the part of Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, we'll get into it more at some point.
Probably Thursday. We're probably going to get into it Thursday, but as a side note, I'd also like to add, for everybody kind of getting up in arms also about Bray using the picture of Roman and his daughter, Bray would not have been allowed to do that unless Roman and his wife were 100% okay with it. I'd just like to add that.
They know, his family knows money when they see it. Money.
Yeah.
Money.
Like, there,
it's money right there. Money.
Yeah, that's money right there. And Bray would have asked before he ever did it, for the back behind the scenes stuff. Like, there would have been several okays that would have had to gone through before they ever did this. Probably Vince being one of them, I would imagine.
Yeah.
So, for everybody getting up in arms about it, I'm sure Roman was aware. I'm sure Roman is fine with it. So just everybody chill, but I'm excited to see where this one goes. But we have something else exciting we need to talk about.
Yeah, we have other things to get to, including the next match. Paige taking on the Bella Twins in a handicap match. Solid match. Paige was on the verge to victory. Nikki came in, broke up the pin, hit the rack attack. Bella's win.
This was a solid match, but again, Paige needs a friend if you're going to run the storyline, which I think she may be getting a friend from NXT.
Woo! It was now time for intermission. The musical intermission with Machine Gun Kelly. He did the song we came into. Kevin Owens came out. Yay! He shoved Kevin Owens. You don't shove the Owens.
Well, first he held his hand out, then he shoved the Owens.
Yeah. And, well, Kevin Owens then powerbombed Machine Gun Kelly off the stage.
Which, props to Kelly for taking the bump.
Yeah.
Mad respect for that.
Great angle. Not only is Kevin Owens a heel, He's now a heel who attacked the celebrity.
Yep.
He's the ultimate heel. Now he'll get press off of that.
Oh yeah, and that gives them the excuse, you know, where it's, well, John Cena has to come back and defend his friends, so of course Kevin Owens is gonna get a rematch.
And you know, Kevin Owens is trying to be the role model for his son.
So he's destroying everything his son loves.
Great storytelling.
Awesome storytelling.
The New Day took on Primetime Players and Neville. Solid match.
It's the Battle of the Purple!
The Battle of the Purple. Neville and the Primetime Players won. Backstage, Dean Ambrose was throwing darts. Kane entered the room. Ambrose was laughing. Kane said his job is to make sure everything runs smoothly. Ambrose told Kane he talks a big game about Rollins, but in the end he's loyal to the authority. Ambrose said, this is what he lives for. He said he laid everything on the line last night, had the belt slip through his fingers. Ambrose said he needs the title and will never stop until he gets it. That's what I live for. Ambrose said, what do you live for?
So is Ambrose going to bring the monster out of Kane?
We'll have to see. The authority is in the ring for the main event segment. They apologize for Kevin Owens' actions. He'll get disciplined at some point because that's what's best for business. Hunter said the next challenger won't be Joey Mercury, Jamie Neville, Kane, or Dean Ambrose. Fans weren't happy about the Ambrose line. Rollins came out and said the authority has been right all along. He said there's no one on the roster good enough to take the title from him. He said he's going to be an embarrassing next challenger and make them proud. Hunter said the people have doubted him, but he has proven himself time and time again. Hunter knows that he's been beating Reigns, Ambrose, and Orton. He added that he beat Ambrose without any help. Hunter said he might say Rollins never needed help in the first place. Stephanie said that some might say that, but others might say Rollins is ripe for the picking without the authority. Hunter said they've invested everything in him. He said sometimes you have to take a step back and look at your investment and decide whether it will pay off or is the investment a sunk cause. Hunter says when you know what you have in a lump of coal, you stick it under immense pressure. He said the pressure either causes it to crumble and turn to dust or turn it into a diamond. Hunter said the question now is, if Rollins crumbles or becomes the diamond they have invested in, because Seth, the pressure is on. Then Brock Lesnar's music hit.
And
the look on Seth Rollins' face when that happened.
Oh my God, Rollins' face just like fell. And it was just, he's like, Mom, Dad, why? And he's just watching Brock down, and the entire consensus of the wrestling community is, oh God, Seth's gonna die and it's gonna be spectacular and glorious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, we all knew Brock was coming, but just the way that they set it up, where Seth is just being this cocky little shit all night, and then it's like, karma. Karma sucks sometimes, and just, if you listened really closely, you could hear Dean Ambrose laughing maniacally in the background. He's like, haha, that's not me.
I think, or I hope that it actually works on the player. Looks like it is. Maybe. We'll see if it actually clicks through. Because I'm showing the gif of what happened to Rollins. The facial reaction. Yep, there it goes. It actually works. Sweet. How about that? Gifs work on the player. Alright, we learned something new on the technology screen. Gifs actually work.
Gifs actually work.
A little bit. But, yeah. That reaction, priceless. Priceless. So Brock comes in the ring, wearing the Suplex City shirt, which had a little added on little thing, said Cleveland, Ohio. So they've gone specific now. He comes to the ring, stares him down. Seth is like, Mom? Dad? Joey? Jamie? Help?
Yeah, all the people he's now alienated, everybody he's pissed off. But guess what? They're not gonna come help you.
Nope, you be screwed. Heyman shakes the hand of Hunter and Steph. Steph is like, alright, I'll shake your hand. I'll shake your hand. Seth Rollins slowly leaves the ring. Brock stares him down the entire time to end Monday Night Raw.
Yep. Great. Great close. Great way to bring Brock back. Love the Bray stuff. Love the Ambrose stuff. This was a well thought out show. There were a couple head scratcher moments, but for the most part, the show flowed. It was well booked. Very, very happy with this show. I need more Bray and Roman. Just need it. just saying.
Talk more about that Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, on The Rack.
Yes, we will be talking all about Money in the Bank. We get to give our recap of it. We're going to have some news. We'll have notes. We'll probably be talking about Brian Roman because, well, I'm obsessed with it at the moment. So, Thursday night, The Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern. And don't forget, everybody, please go listen to our interview with Christopher Daniels for his match, which is coming up on the 19th and the 20th for ROH. You don't want to miss it, especially since he's facing Samoa Joe in his final ROH appearance before he goes to WWE. So you don't want to miss that.
RockRadioShow.com, WTR the underscore rack on Twitter, WTR the rack on Facebook. Saturday Night Midnight is just CB Radio the Weird, Wacky the Unusual, CB Radio WTR, Facebook.com, so stick around with some bandanas, CBRadioLive.com, hashtag Blame Rob. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern with Omega and Mace, because Tim's a father, so he won't be there. At WTR, WTR Sunday night, Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. Monday night, we're back for another edition of the Raw Post at 11, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network. You can follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Get us on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio, Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LANSWRD, and go to my website, psychworddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters. And don't forget to check out The Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Thanks to PWMania.com and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs, and apparently a lot of Orton and Sheamus and Rock eraser thingies. Some new figures. Go watch his vlog. Anyway, she's Lindsay. I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday night on The Rack at 10 p.m. Eastern along the air with the Wild Talk Radio Network. And right back here on WildTalkRadio.com next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. Good night, everybody. You thought we were done, but no, no, no. Take a listen to this Raw post-show extra as we have a fan live report. Take a listen.
Hi, this is Chase. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio about the Raw show I went to tonight. The biggest pop went to Brock Lesnar and I would say Dolph Ziggler as well. Reigns got a pretty good pop. People were a little bit disappointed that Cena wasn't there. The Kevin Owens powerbombing MGK got an interesting talk. People were a little bit shocked. It got pretty quiet. But other than that, I would say that it was a pretty decent show leading into turn off for Battleground. Post Raw, I would say I would have rated on about a, out of a 10, about a 6. There's too much talking. I thought, you know, but at least we're getting a storyline set for Battleground. There was a dark match that it was Reigns and Bray Wyatt started off, and they went to the back to act like they're continuing their feud. Randy Orton did an RKO to win for his team, which had Ryback and on it as well. So it was a decent match. So most people, they went home happy. So you can definitely tell the Sheamus Randy Orton feud is taking off, and a lot of people are excited about that. Thank you very much.
WildTalkRadio.com.